Hey, that's cheating.
Hey, just out of curiosity, when you started up TeamSpeak, did you get hit with like this giant GDPR statement thing going over all the terms of service?
Yeah, it took me half an hour to get to the bottom, and that was my SpeedFlow quick roll scrolly wheel thing.
I know. I like hit the scroll unlock on my mouse and just clicked the wheel, and it's like, what the f***, TeamSpeak? Seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm going to have to warn Urban before we log on. Oh, yeah, I'm starting a new podcast tomorrow.
Well, I knew you were starting a new one. I didn't know when, though.
Yeah, we're doing our first recording tomorrow. That's kind of why I was looking for artwork.
Oh.
Yeah. Something about a planner and a trash can.
Can't be bothered to plan, so throw out the trash?
Well, it's kind of weird. The funny thing is it's called Two Guys, Zero Planners, but we both use planners quite a bit.
It sounds like your podcast title is false advertising.
Well, hey, no one's perfect.
So did you watch the Apple event?
I did. I caught bits and pieces of it while I was at work.
And your thoughts?
2018, the year of meh.
Yeah, it's an S year. S years are always meh.
I don't even think it qualifies as an S year, man. I mean, seriously, the specs between the iPhone X and the XS Max and the XS Tenor.
You mean the XR?
Whatever. The Tenor.
Oh, ha.
Yeah. The specs between the 10 and the XS are like completely minimal. All they did was update the chipset.
Yeah, but it's got 6-core GPU and 4-core GPU and 6-core CPU, and 2 of them are performance cores.
I mean, seriously, I'll probably still upgrade to one in December because that's when my iPhone 10's up for upgrade, but I'm probably still going to end up using my Galaxy Note 9 for my YouTube videos.
Even though it has the 5-minute recording session?
Yeah, even though it's got the 5-minute recording session.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I still have a 6S Plus and I'd like to upgrade. And if I'm upgrading, I'd really like to get the X model or the XS model because of the OLED screen and dual cameras.
You just don't want to pay but that I much.
Don't $1,000 like it.
Yeah, $1,000 is a lot of chump change.
I could do a lot of other things with $1,000. And what the why the hell can't I get a refurb 10 yet? It's been out for a year now. And the latest refurb from Apple is a 7.
I think Apple's going to start going the route of not refurbing the older phone models. I really think they're getting ready to go with, what's that thing called where you burn the field? Scorched earth policy.
Well, like they're boasting about their environmental friendliness during the keynote today. And like, okay, where the f*** are the refurbs?
They're being melted down so they can make the tenor. By the way, was I the only one that thought the yellow iPhone XR kind of looked like Michelob that's already gone through your system?
You mean all macro beer?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't pay attention to the yellow. The blue one looks nice, and I do like the Project Red one.
I'm glad they finally
the yellow and coral are like, to me.
Yeah, that yellow is the ugliest yellow I've ever seen, but I agree with you. I'm glad they finally decided to release the Project Red phone right off the bat instead of waiting till March. Did you take a look at the watches?
I do like the new features of the watch. I'm still I want my watch to be a watch and I don't want to charge it every day kind of person. I mean, I bought my current watch because I'm lazy as with my watch. I want to pick up my watch, put it on, and have it tell me the time every day and not have to do anything with it, not have to set it, not have to worry, oh, my watch is dead. I can't do anything with my watch for today. So I better take it back off and just put it back on the dresser. So I bought the laziest watch I could find. It is the smartest dumb watch. It's solar powered and it gets radio time from the atomic clock in Denver. And it calculates for daylight savings time changes. So I never have to change my watch. I always pick it up. It's always charged and it's always telling me exactly what time it is.
Wow. Yeah, that's an epic dumb watch. I mean, I actually don't wear a watch anymore. Remember the whole experiment of switching over to the Note 9 and leaving the iPhone at home?
Yeah.
Well, that included leaving the Apple Watch at home. Guess what? I'm not missing any of my health data.
I mean, some of the new health features for the Apple Watch, I think, are fantastic, especially the EKG and the help I've fallen and I can't get up thing. I mean, my grandma could have used that.
Yeah, yeah, that is definitely true. Or I could.
She wouldn't have been able to see the screen, but the help I've fallen and I can't get up thing would have helped.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could have used it a couple times when I was getting plastered during BYOB.
Which one of us would you have called?
I probably would have had it call Michael. I mean, no offense to the rest of you guys, but if anyone's going to be responsible in the heat of a drunken moment, it's going to be the one that's not drinking.
I can be a responsible drunk.
Yeah, but you guys probably would have just sat there and laughed hysterically.
No.
Actually, come to think of it, I'm surprised you guys didn't notice a couple times when it was like, hey, Yevgeny's been really quiet there for a bit. What's going on? Well, there was a reason for that. Yevgeny got up from the computer, went to go get a drink, and then sat down on the couch thinking he was watching TV.
Was it a good TV show?
No, it was just a bunch of lines going across the screen.
There's just too much going on in that podcast.
Yeah, there was.
Honestly, it was a lot of fun, but there was just too much going on.
It was a lot of fun, and I mean, I'd like to do something like that at a pen show again, where we just all get together, get based, and do an episode of a random podcast, or like a random YouTube video of us just sitting around getting drunk and having fun. But I do not miss...
We won't be able to use your Note 9 for that.
No.
Do a YouTube video.
Honestly, what I'll probably do, I'm ignoring you there. I'd probably use, like, I'd rent a DSLR camera and use that.
I mean, my Sony Nex would probably do it.
No, probably.
That will record until the chip is full.
I mean, I do miss the show quite a bit sometimes, but I don't miss the 35 to 50 hours of back end work every week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you figure I'm doing what? Audio for Hypothetical, audio for this, the YouTube videos, audio for Two Guys Zero Planners, and all the associated YouTube videos for all that stuff. And I'm still only doing maybe 16 hours of work a week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just nuts. And it really did come down to the fact that we were talking over each other quite a bit. Like the final episodes that people heard, that is not how it sounded on recording night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still actually have all the raw audio files from that.
Yep. I figured you would.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days I'm tempted to like just put the raw 2-track audio of all the episodes except for episode 4 into a Dropbox folder or Google Drive folder and then post a Slack members only link for them to download. That way they could have all the raw recordings as kind of a thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be pretty cool.
It'd be a disaster trying to listen to that.
Yeah. Although then they might want us to start recording it again. And I would have to say, no, please, no, God, no.
Live only. If you don't catch the live show, there's no show.
Right. Well, I mean, that's how Mike does quite a bit of the relay shows that he's on. Like Pen Addict, he does very little editing before they post that. Same thing with Upgrade. Cortex is unusual because CGP Gray is a really picky individual. And so for that show, it's like 9 hours worth of editing. I mean, that's even more picky than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just like, yeah. Oh, I switched out microphones too.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to this time? Are you back to a Yeti?
No. I don't have a Yeti. I gave it to you and you. Who did you sell the Yeti to?
Dan Bishop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hi, Dan. No, I'm using.
I don't know if Dan listens to this.
You know, that's a good question. I should ask him. But no, I'm using a Blue Encore 100 since I use a separate interface between me and the computer, unlike you guys.
I could get a separate interface, you know.
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you and Michael about that, actually, about stepping up the game a little.
Oh.
First, starting with soundproofing. Then, once we get it to the right number of downloads, going back to the audio equipment. I'm a perfectionist, Phil. You know this.
Yeah, I know. It's almost been a year now that we've been working together. I know. Speaking of things that take forever.
Yes.
Guess what we're doing this weekend?
in vitro fertilization?
No.
Oh.
And usually you start with in utero.
Oh.
You do IUI first, and then if that doesn't work, you go to IVF.
I wouldn't know these things. Single male. I don't pay attention to this stuff.
We're moving upstairs.
Holy hell. Is that going to affect our recording schedule at all?
No, I don't think so.
Actually, I thought we were supposed to be recording on Mondays. What are we doing recording on a Tuesday? Wait, Wednesday.
I don't know what happened Monday, but you got in work. You worked late yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I worked late yesterday, but the whole Monday falling by the wayside thing.
Did I text you on Monday?
No, you didn't. We didn't actually talk on Monday.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why we didn't record on Monday.
Let me check really quick. Yep. Okay. This is weird. So on my YouTube channel, I get within the first 3 hours of videos up, it's always between hour number two and hour number three. I get a downvote like clockwork between the second and third hour. This latest video is kind of weird. I've got three upvotes and three downvotes on a video for the Pilot Custom 743. Why are those numbers even?
I don't know.
It's weird, man. Actually, I figure my next video is probably going to make some people really, really, really angry.
Why?
I'm doing a shootout between Iroshizuku Inaho and Noodler's Rome Burning.
Well, obviously, the superior one is Noodler's Rome Burning because that one can actually light things on fire.
Well, I saw a guy make a post on, I think it was FP Geeks. And he was doing his ink review of Inaho, and he was like, yeah, this ink's fine if you want to overpay for Rome Burning. And I saw that sentence in his review, and I'm like, And then I noticed a few other things. So yes, we're going to have an ink shootout. I just have to figure out how I want to film it.
You should see if you can actually light it on fire.
I'm also wondering if I can work my drone into the video somehow.
You could drop a glass vial of it and have it explode into a big fireball. And then do the same thing for the Iroshizuku ink and have it do nothing because it's not flammable.
A Noodler's Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I should have done with House Divided.
House Divided is not good for anything.
Yeah, I used like half of that bottle in a painting and then threw the rest of it out. It's kind of weird.
Did you forewarn the local wastewater department?
No.
You probably should have.
Probably, but...
Actually, that might have needed to go to the hazmat depot.
Nathan Tardif is never going to listen to us.
I don't care if he does.
Oh, hey, did you watch the Skyrim portion of the demo today?
You mean where people can apparently pre-order for a freaking iPhone app?
Yeah. Just like
it's a download. It will be available. You don't have to worry about the store not having it.
Well, it's just like when they did the whole pre-order thing for the Mario game. Mario Run or whatever it was called.
That had a pre-order too?
Yes, that had a pre-order too. And it had a whole...
Oh, that's so dumb!
Well, it also had a sticker pack. That's how they promoted the whole sticker thing for iMessage. You too can have your Mario Run sticker pack.
Do people actually freaking use those things? Because I think the sticker packs in iMessage are completely useless.
If my iPhone wasn't in my drone case right now, I would send you an iMessage with a sticker. I think I have a Cthulhu sticker pack.
The Giphy app integration, though, on the other hand, is very awesome and quite useful.
Wait, wait, wait. You want to say that word again?
Giphy?
Are you sure that's the pronunciation you want to go with?
It's not Jiffy, because that's peanut butter. And Jiffy is also what you do in a hurry.
It's graphical. It's going to make a stupid pun.
Graphical interchange format. GIF.
I lost myself on graphical. I wanted to say giraffe.
Graphical? This is the graphical interface interchange format. Make images of moving giraffes.
But yeah, I mean, is it just me or did that guy totally suck at killing a skeleton?
I wasn't actually watching a video.
Oh.
So I didn't see that. I was watching like a live feed, well, live news thing on The Verge.
Ah, you were watching the never ending update of Twitter stream.
Yeah, pretty much. Because wow. I was actually working during that when it started too, so I couldn't like stop and watch the video.
Yeah, I went on break right during the Skyrim demo, and I was kind of like, really? Really? You're going
to
go in?
You know, Skyrim is on every device now. Pretty soon I'll be able to get Skyrim for Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
Could you imagine 8-bit Skyrim?
It would probably be way better than current Skyrim.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's actually kind of depressing.
True story. I have Oblivion, Skyrim, Fallout 3, and Fallout New Vegas. And Fallout New Vegas is the only one that I've beaten and completely finished. And I've played through it like 3 or 4 times. The rest of them, I get partway into it, like, oh, this is fun. Now let's go do something else.
According to Steam, I have 7,438 hours invested in Skyrim.
How many times have you beaten it?
I'm on character number 64.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I have problems.
How many hours?
Over 7,000. I'm not repeating the number again. It's embarrassing.
Well, that doesn't make me feel so bad when I look at my hours in American Truck Simulator in the past 3 months.
Wait, you bought American Truck Simulator?
Yep.
Okay, what convinced you to buy American Truck Simulator?
It was on sale in the Steam Summer Sale.
Oh, okay. Well, for a second, I thought you were going to say you were a Tim.
Tim?
You don't know what a Tim is?
I don't think so.
It's a podcast I only referenced on BYOB like 6 times.
I was drunk during most of those.
Fair enough. Hello, Internet. A Tim is someone that listens to Hello, Internet.
I don't listen to Hello, Internet.
Although Gray did also mention it on Cortex. So what's your excuse?
I don't listen to Cortex either.
Wow. What do you listen to?
Hypotheticals, philosophical, the Nib section when I remember to, and FPC Inc. podcast when I remember to.
You know, it's actually kind of interesting that Urban's going to be doing FPC Inc. and Two Guys Zero Planners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've always liked driving games and racing games, so I decided to pick up ATS because it was on sale. And you know what? You know how freaking relaxing that game is?
I've heard it's very relaxing, and every time it's on sale, I mean to buy it, and then I don't buy it because something else is on sale, and I buy that instead.
Yeah, it's super relaxing. Just sit back and drive from New Mexico to Northern California. But yeah, a lot of video games I play, and like the further into it I get like more and more like rage-inducing, like, no, it's not supposed to do that! But this is just like, just whatever. I mean, it is kind of annoying sometimes because the AI actually does like act like stupid drivers and cut you off and swerve over in front of you and slam on the brakes randomly sometimes. But I mean, when you're doing 75 miles an hour down the thruway, you just kind of swerve around them and whatever.
Great. So it would be like driving in Oklahoma all over again for me.
It might actually be more relaxing.
Oh, so like driving through LA rush hour traffic.
Yeah. I mean, there's no stop and go traffic.
Well, depending on which part of LA you're in, it's not stop and go. It's go or get rear-ended.
I don't think I've ever been rear-ended. I've definitely clipped cars trying to come off on-ramps and stuff. And sometimes cars will stop at the end of an on-ramp because there was a car coming. They decided not to go, so you end up waiting forever. Or you just drive around them. Because traffic will stop for you, so if you just swerve out in front, that way you can just, traffic will stop and you just go.
Yeah, remind me never to ride in a vehicle with you.
This is a computer game.
Oh, I thought you were talking real life.
No. In real life, I have an M60 on the roof, and I just joystick swivel it and just blow things out of the way. You don't have one of those?
No.
Oh, man, it makes driving through traffic so much nicer.